All right, so check this out. I think me and Miss Parker are going to do something really different. I think we're going to think about giving people some space to advertise on our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to work out the kinks. But what we're going to do is we're going to think about giving offers to people who want to have a pre-roll, mid-roll, and a post-roll advertising segment on this podcast.
That sounds complicated. That sounds like that's something you're gonna lead.
Yeah,
You're
it's okay.
gonna lead
So for
this.
those who are listening to this podcast and who are looking for reasonable advertisement, so what we're going to say is reasonable advertisement is that you just email us at goodmen@watchforthehook.com and we'll try to work out a price with you all. You know, this ain't about busting nobody here.
No.
This is about trying to give people, hopefully, worldwide experience and
Exposure.
exposure. That's the word. And we say worldwide because the crazy thing is, we as a podcast have been downloaded in over 14 countries worldwide.
That sounds fancy.
That just sounds truthful, but fancy is the word I like too. And just to tell y'all, it's not a lie. In our last 7 days, somebody in Singapore downloaded 117 episodes of Watch for the Hook.
They want to hear it all.
You want to hear it all? So I'm just saying, you
Some
know,
caught their attention.
yeah. So we're just saying, for a reasonable price, we're going to offer those who want to talk with us at admin@watchforthehook.com a pre or a mid or a post roll advertisement. We'll discuss price again. Once again, admin@watchforthehook.com.
That sounds cool.
That's cool for me too.
That sounds cool. I like it.
All right, so now let's get to the nitty-gritty.
Do that again and see what happened.
Shocked her. Ooh, she looking real crazy.
Right.
But I needed that shock. You know why? Because we are going to hit on topic about, is your influence worth your price? So, Miss Parker, like I say, been around since 2019. Been doing the podcast since 2022. We keeping it 100 with y'all.
Seen a lot of things.
Man, let me tell y'all, this advertising dollar, this advertising pricing, it's for the birds.
Seen a lot of things. Look, that's all I got. Seen a lot of things.
We are just to the point now that dealing with some mentors that we have, I'm not saying they're the ones talking about the price, it's not them. Dealing with people we have worked with in the past and going back and looking at the numbers.
Now that you have more education on those topics, on like how to view it, when to view it, why you should be viewing it, like just having those additional layers of insight, it lets you go back and look at things a little differently.
Yeah, and that's why we got this shirt. My thing is differently.
That shirt's a hit. It's always like everybody always talks about that shirt.
Always at
I digress.
www. I watch for the number 4thehook.com. And I always grab two versions of Think About Things Differently.
Yeah, long sleeve, short sleeve.
Long sleeve black, short sleeve red. Got that. And when we think about things that happened to us in 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, and shit, earlier than 2024. Some of the things that we quote unquote dived into early on, we ain't jumping off the bank now. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a swimming. That is a swimmer's description.
Analogy.
Yeah, analogy. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. So what happens is, the
Dove
thing,
in here first in the shallow end of the pool.
shit just dove in the pool, period.
It looked deeper than it was.
You thought it was a pool and it was just mud.
It was a puddle.
Yep.
In
You dove in head first into a mud puddle.
a pond.
You thought it was a cement pond, ball. Oh, it was a cement pond, ball.
I cannot.
No. And we've learned, listen, we keep it 100 with y'all.
Oh, so much.
We have learned this shit the hard
mm-hmm.
way. Hard-earned dollar being wasted.
Yes. And I've witnessed some people that were learning these things the same time as we were, and it was their hard-earned dollar. And unfortunately, you know, it was such a blow to them that they had, you know, they fizzled out.
Folded they business.
Yeah, folded.
Closed up shop.
So not everyone can rebound from that.
No. It's right now, we are in an election year.
Purge.
Shit. Honestly, you're
that's
right.
That's what it feel like.
They are purging consumers left and right. What we mean by purging consumers, they are upping the price on everything and expecting us to pick up the tab.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when we're talking about your influence ain't worth your dollar. There are people that are saying, oh, I got 18,000 influencers followers on a certain social media platform. But then you check their post engagement stats. Yeah.
Share, like, comment, any of that.
10, 12, 20.
Not 10, 12, 20,000. 10, yeah. 12, 20.
Huh? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
How many? You dealing with who?
What is it, like a 100th of a percent? Your followers? Or
you're boasting and bragging.
And setting your prices based on this huge astronomical following, right?
Yes. So this is the gig on all this shit. They using your money to front them.
Hell yeah.
Because they turn around and say, hey, what you're going to give me, I'm going to quote unquote market your business.
Uh-huh.
Like, first of all, if you are an influencer, you aren't a marketer.
No, but like the spin they try to take is that if you have a product, right, and they have such a large number of followers, that by them, and you mean, and I mean you're paying them, right?
Mm-hmm.
By them placing your product in front of this huge, astronomically large audience is going to increase your chances of exposure. And so by you paying them to put your product in front of this huge number of people, your expectation is that you will see an ROI on that number you paid to have your product put in front of these people, because the expectation is, because there's such a large number in that audience, that those people, you know, 10%, 15%, 20% are then going to be like, oh, I like their product too. And now I'm going to go find this product and I'm going to purchase it. That's the ROI. Gotcha. Your purchases increase.
So check this out. Well, that's part of the ROI, return on investment. Let's say we dealt with an influencer. This is hyperbole, too.
Hypothetical. That's hyperbole too. Is a pun.
Oh, whatever. You know. All right. So we up here talking to somebody that says they got 120,000 followers. 120,000 followers times 0.1, which is 10% of their following.
Yeah.
Which means one out of every 10 people should comment, like, do something on their post. It's 12,000 people.
Yeah.
So if less than 12,000 people don't interact with them on a regular post, they're not even touching one. They're not touching 10% of the audience.
So if you were to split that and say 5%, that would take you down to 6,000, right? That would mean when they posted something that they should be getting interaction, some type of engagement, heart, double tap for a like or something. At 5% on 120, what'd you say, 120K at 5%?
Yeah.
That's 6,000, right? So,
but they got 120,000 and they got 12 interactions.
There's so many zeros in front of that. You can.
That means ain't nobody paying the fucking attention to you.
No, but this is the thing. The pricing that they charge you is, it's not going to equate, right? They're going to charge, their pricing that they charge you is going to be based on the fact that they got 120,000 followers. Period.
You just took it right there.
I'm sorry. That's still it.
No. You increasing the thunder.
Yeah.
Because what you just said was the number they're going to charge you by is their top number.
Mm-hmm.
The top number is total followers. Total followers and people that engage with you on a daily basis are totally different.
Well, we say 5% of that 120 would be 6,000.
Yeah.
If you even went lower, a lot of people use 2-3%, right? So we're going to say 6,000. We're going to say, 6,000 is 5%.
6,000 was 5.
So 2.5% is now 3,000.
And they had 12?
They got it right. So even at 2.5%, at 3,000, 1.5% is 1,500. Like,
child, what are we doing? Tipping notation.
Exponentials. Factors. Nah, that's Lauren.
We had 1.2 times 10 to the 8th power.
Exactly.
Now, listen. We damn near the speed of light.
Exactly. So,
if you go a negative, we're at the speed of darkness.
1.5% was, what did I say, 1,500? Yeah.
So, guess where your money went?
Shit in the toilet.
To the darkness. To the light.
It went to their pocket.
It's dark in everybody's pocket. It is very dark.
She get in there. Go in there and get lost.
Get lost. And then they come back saying, man, I ain't got it, player. You know, we had expenses.
No. This is the line you get when you start to be like, so I see, you know, my posts are going out. Because at that point in time, they should tell you it's going to go out on a cadence, right?
It just means a schedule.
That's right, right. Weekly, bi-weekly, whatever.
Every other day.
Whatever. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they're going to say, well, you can't pick and choose and force people, you know, to like a post or to go and purchase. So now they throwing it back on you.
They saying you ain't shit.
Yeah. They saying ain't nobody wanted your stuff.
But they wanted your money.
But they took your money. Yeah.
Took it in rain.
Yeah. But what you have to do is you have to A, not take that personal, right? B, know that it's business. C, you should go do some more research before you up a contract, renew a contract, a partnership, any of that. Before they send you that Cash App, Zelle, Venmo request, go do some research.
Hey, and it's
look at the other people that they're pubbing, because you won't be the only one. So if you see them pubbing other people like, or, you know, not like you or unlike yours, your product and what you have, look at how those posts are tracking,
yeah,
and trending. Look at that. And you'll start to see your post got, what we say, 12.
Dang.
That's some number we made up, right? So like,
I don't know.
That's our post.
Yeah, it wasn't us,
we don't even have anybody like that right now.
No, we are quoting actual figures
that I've seen. Yeah. So
yeah, not about us.
No.
But things we've seen on internet.
Once you start doing research and you start,
y'all gotta understand, tracking
and trending, you'll see them. You know, you see, like, okay, so it wasn't just my post. Whoever the business was that now has entered into a partnership, because that's what it is. You've entered into a joint partnership, right?
And we talked about that business ship,
yeah,
a few episodes ago. So go check that out, about that business, yeah, ship. Because listen, when you start paying people money,
mm-hmm,
you're in a business ship.
Hell yeah.
That partnership or friendship or that blending of all those worlds,
mm-hmm,
you about the money.
But when you see your post at 12, you see another partnership of that influencers at 14, another one at 20. It ain't you.
No.
They don't have any engagement that reflects that 120K that they're charging you on. They're charging you for luxury.
Yeah.
But really, it's just basic, regular schmegler.
Because what happened was, you had to turn around and realize they're not a marketing firm.
Nope.
They're a business too.
They don't have the interaction and engagement that they are selling or perpetrating. Therefore, they really don't have the influence that they're charging you on.
Yeah. And so this is the thing. I'm going to tell you the craziest thing that you
I could post something myself and get 10 interactions for free.
Hell yeah. What you have to look at is that, you know, even though by this time this episode is aired, you all may not now know we had to restart the Watch for the Hook Business podcast. It is now the Watch for the Hook Business page on IG. So y'all go like and share that and get to that. We had at one point over 11,000 followers. And sometimes we were averaging on certain posts 7,000 engagements. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I had the stats and then they gone. So somebody hijacked and stole our page and it's not coming back.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you say, well, y'all had 11,000 followers and y'all only had 22 interactions and this and that. That's also how the algorithm works.
Yeah, it is.
And so that's part of the business part, which you understand. The algorithm sometimes, how the tags work, how the links work, it may not go in your favor with these people. So you have to understand, social media posting and marketing and all that, it's like a crapshoot right now.
It is.
So when Ms. Parker's talking about ROI, your return on your investment, you have to basically say you're gambling. You're gambling out here. It's what a real gamble.
Blackjack. See, now I need to go to Vegas.
No.
Oh, sorry.
And where's Martin? Hell no.
No. I don't know how to gamble anyway.
Exactly. And that's the main reason she never, in other words, in life,
you need to play spades, like, or dominoes. Can't get on it. She was at Mooks. I'm fine.
It's fine, everybody. It's a style.
Ain't inviting me to the barbecue.
No, because you could cook, but no.
It did not count.
Listen, folks, this is the woman that run our finances today.
I can't count those numbers.
She can't count dumb numbers, but she can count dollars and cents. She, believe you me, I know I married her for a reason besides her looks and some other things.
Michael.
She says it. She says it. Michael. Saying that. Yeah, I'm just being honest. You know, keep it a book. All right. So back to what we talked about. When these people are charging you for their influence.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, as a business owner, I don't know if you're small, big, or large.
You got to do your own algorithm.
Yeah, you got to do the man. If they looking up top saying they got 100, well, just keep it above. They got to have 100.
Right.
If they saying they got 6,000-7,000 followers.
Doesn't matter what number.
Just look, is the math math?
Yeah.
And if you don't honor the math, find somebody.
Yeah. Again, like I said, most people say their magic number is 2-3%. Even when you look at people who have millions of followers, right? Millions, 2.5 million, 3 million. They may have, what, 40K interactions?
But check this out.
That's a 40K is a good number, though.
What we have figured out is being in the apparel business, these large conglomerates. These people that's got way more than 500 employees.
Right.
These people.
They're not as obvious.
They employ the people. They will waste a million.
Yeah.
Listen, when I say waste, because that means they can tax write off.
Yeah, sure.
They will waste $1 million in advertising on a particular platform, right. Social media, whatever they want to do. Because if they can up their numbers that were lower in that particular area,
yeah,
that's a win for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you hear me? They are cool with sacrificing a dollar.
Because they got it.
No, they are cool with sacrificing $20.
Yeah.
Oh, to get 10 from a different area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all like, wait a minute, we just lost $10. They don't care.
Nah, that's ants to a giant.
They picked up $10 somewhere else. Mm-hmm. They were losing money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I need you to hear me. This is how they use influencers. They will go find people who can go hunt,
mm-hmm,
in the areas where they are losing money to push a profit.
Yep.
and turn around and call it a win.
Yep.
When overall, it was a loss.
Because they actually lost money on the whole, I'm going to air quote, campaign, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the win was they hit, okay? This is what we call it in the health field, a hard to reach area.
Audience that didn't know shit about
mm-hmm.
it. Or didn't know they gave a damn.
Mm-hmm.
Or they gave them a or they gave them a discount. Come here. Talk to us. Look, we're over here. We're waving our hands, beaconing you to come this way.
You said beaconing.
And they said,
it's a lighthouse.
Shit, yeah. That's what happens. When you're in the darkness, you will seek what?
Shit, light. You always look for light at the end of the tunnel.
Shit. You know what's light? Money.
I like money.
Do some money that way. Do some money in the hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why do they say people say they flush their money down the toilet? Because when your money goes down it's the dark. Toilet,
it's dark.
Damn it, if she steal my shine I'm going to just leave you and let her do the rest of this episode by herself.
I'm sorry, I ain't gonna steal your thunder no more. Oh, we've been talking a long time.
I'm just like, shit.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Church. Nah, but we talk about it. It's almost the same thing with an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to almost realize it's a gamble.
It is.
Who you're going to give your money to.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you might be flushing that shit down the toilet.
Because let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it a buck.
$100 or just one?
One.
So the gamble is low?
It don't matter. It's the gamble factor.
No, I want you
to That's go. Because you enter into this agreement, right? Because... Look, a lot of them don't have some type of document you sign. A lot of them don't have that, especially if they're the smaller influencer. You know, they only got 50,000, right? Followers.
Shit, 50,000 small?
I mean, if you going up against people that's got millions, yeah, 50,000 is small.
I'm just asking you to do the math. I got you.
Yeah. 50,000 compared to 120,000. That's less than half.
Yeah. So you're at a 40%.
Yeah, that's so.
Plus 60 on the back end.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're small, consider, you know, compared to them. But you don't always have some type of document to read and review and, you know, refer back to. So a lot of the stuff is going to be.
It's just a payment form.
It's a payment scene. It's a.
Invoice.
It might not even be an invoice, because I've seen that too, where you don't receive an invoice to pay, you send the damn money. And what you're paying for is a package that they advertised. Do you want the gold package, the bronze package, the silver package? If you're feeling froggy, do the platinum package. We're going to give you all three packages combined. And right? So
platinum supposedly is the more expensive, right?
Cream of the crop, right? So you're paying based on a package that they advertise. There's nothing really in writing that says they really have to do this or do this. So what you're paying for, you hope, but you really can't bank on them executing it properly, right? So they say, we're going to put you on a cadence. We're going to post once a week. What you gonna do when they don't post your shit that one time a week? You ain't got nothing in writing. You know what I'm saying?
Or if they post your shit on a certain social media platform at 1 a.m.
Why? See, now you taking my thunder, because at some point in time, we're checking the box. I'm like, okay, you posting my stuff on a Sunday night at 2:30 a.m., which is technically Monday morning.
Yeah, cool. Who up?
Nobody's really seeing it. By the time it comes across a feed, it's going to be so far down. Nobody's paying attention to that. Like, it's little nuances like that where you have to make sure that as they're executing, it works for you. But then it's not like you got their cell phone number to call. You ain't even really got no email address. You DMing. So how much accountability is really there? Then you start to feel swindled.
Well, then you just said a lot on the back end. You said, how do I contact
them? I'm sorry, did I go too far?
No, no, no. First of all, you just hit on the head right there. As easy as it is for me to send you my money, it should be as easy for me to cuss you out and talk to you about my money.
Yeah, it don't work.
So, no, I get that.
We it don't work.
That over years, but I'm like, if it's to the point where, number one, you got to have some interaction with these influencers.
Because let's keep it a bug. You are the client.
Yeah. They owe you.
They owe you. Not because you pay them.
Well, yeah. You are the client, the customer, the people who can go on social medias and internet and bash the simple fuck out of them if you felt like you were done bad.
Right.
Just like last night, this point in time, a certain Mexican establishment shorted us 3 tacos. And my black ass back up there and said, hey, I ain't bring no receipt. I ain't say nothing. I said, hey, I ordered 12 tacos. You motherfuckers gave me 9.
That was bad. That was a hoax. Man, like you gave me 75% of my order, but I paid you for 100.
You owe me and my family 3 tacos.
I need my 3 tacos.
I didn't bring no receipt. I didn't raise my voice.
That's about my face.
I was here 12 and a half minutes ago. You motherfucker shorted me 3 out of 12 tacos. Who was your math teacher? Let me go find her. Him, her, them, they, that, there, or other. Because we going to have some problems. How the fuck this motherfucker get out of school? If they can't count to 12, we finna fight.
They was home sick the next day, 10th or 12th.
But I'm sorry, that same math is also the same math you need to use when you're looking at influencers and you're looking at people that you want to give your money to. You got to look at the math. If they got 12,000 tacos and they only getting 2 people talking about their 12,000 tacos, them motherfuckers must have been trash.
Yeah, you might want to reconsider. That's all I'm gonna say.
Reconsider, redeliver.
Look at when they're posting, how they're posting, how people numerically are interacting, engaging. Look at all of that before you decide I'm gonna give them my money.
My damn phone going off and the king in the background.
It's always like that, right?
Yeah. But now, Miss Park hit on the head. You, that's a business owner, unfortunately. We keep talking about this. Y'all don't understand. There's so much going on with us. But we are keeping so much in the background that we are trying to make sure when we get this stuff in the right direction,
right,
we are going to spill the tea on how fucking hard it is. Would be entrepreneur in multiple phases.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all
multiple faucets.
Yeah, listen, we burning the candle on 5 ends.
Is it 5 ends?
I think it's about 7. But we trying to get y'all to understand this. It is going to take understanding and sacrifice with all of this. And what we're talking about, all of this, this is part of it. These are the issues we bumped into and lost money and lost time and looked at each other and said, what are we doing?
What were we thinking? Sitting up there being, I don't want to say giddy, but
we had a chance for when we paid for $2,000 of advertising, we could have paid for $500. And once we realized the end product, $500 would have showed us better.
Yep, it would have been better. You are so.
I had tapped on the shoulder and said, watch me work, baby. Watch
me work. Dang, you're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, sometimes your money just goes straight fast.
Sometimes a platinum package. That was such a pun. Sometimes a platinum package. That ain't what you need. You know, sometimes you can just take the regular package and probably be just as okay. Even better off financially. I'm done. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Hey, Ms. Parker just said, sometimes less is more.
Yes.
Catch y'all next time.